All right, so we're on the line here with Nate Lowerson. I'm the advisor for the radio, and then Allison
Yeah.
is gonna do a little bit of your interview as well. So.
Cool. So, Timmy the Teeth, your real name is Timothy George. But I was just
Correct.
wondering, where did the name Timmy the Teeth come from?
Oh wow. Well, this is quite a long story. It's one that involves me in the bathtub. And if you're willing to allow me to stay on the air this long, I can definitely
Yeah,
take up a lot of air time with this story.
I mean, if there's like a condensed version or whatever.
Yeah, no, I got you. So yeah, no, like it. I was in junior high school, like in like maybe like the 8th grade, taking a bath, and I heard some screaming coming from my backyard, and so I jumped out of the tub and wrapped a towel around me and went to the back door to find out, what all the fuss was about, and I met my brother looking up at me at the bottom of the steps with no front teeth. Like his teeth are gone. Come to find out, he went up for a slam dunk on the basketball hoop, and he got his two front teeth caught in the net.
Oh my goodness.
Ripped it, it ripped his teeth like clean out of his head. And we found one of the teeth right underneath the basketball hoop, and then we found another tooth on a cobblestone leading out to the shed out back. And that was like 20 feet away, like that thing just like went flying. So I ended up putting him in a cup of milk, and my mom called up the dentist, and she's like, you've got to meet us at the office right away. It was after hours, and she told him the heinous, experience that just went down. And so we drove my brother over to the dentist. They sat him down in the chair, and they were prepping him, with shots and stuff to have these teeth be placed back into his skull. And I was just over in the corner, with the cup of teeth, and I was just shaking. And when my mama told me that they were ready to have the teeth put back in, she looked over at me and she said, "Timmy, the teeth."
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, so that's a true story. Yeah.
Wow, I love it. I feel like that's probably got to be one of the most creative ways to come up with a name to call yourself. I love it.
That's fantastic. So do we refer to you as Timmy or Mr. The Teeth? Which do you prefer?
Timmy works, but you can call me whatever you'd like, I suppose.
Cool,
Okay.
cool.
So Timmy the Teeth, you're gonna be playing this weekend up the canyon, up here at the Stokes Nature Center Canyon Jams.
Yeah. I'm excited. I love the outdoors, and whenever there's a canyon involved and in an activity, like I'm more than excited. I think I'm gonna bring my fishing pole.
Perfect.
You'll be right there by the river. It's a really cool setup that they have. It's almost amphitheater style without the amphitheater. It's pretty nice. So,
Great.
definitely.
How cool.
So, your album Ain't That Bad was released in 2017. And I just was wondering, like, what went into making your first album? What was that process like? How was it for you?
So this is actually my third record.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made three previous, but the last one, it was a process that I felt came a little easier the third time around, with being a little bit more knowledgeable about, what I wanted to do, and having done it before, I learned from like some mistakes, or just not necessarily mistakes, but I learned about the process a little bit more. But yeah, no, I had a ton of fun making that record. I recorded it in American Fork, Utah at a friend's home recording studio.
And so the other albums that you've worked on in the past, that was with Joshua James, correct?
Right.
What was it? What's it like working with him? How did you two connect and get together?
Well, I used to actually play drums for Joshua James.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we were just, you know, friends and, you know, just creative, you know, we just had that creative friendship together to where it just kind of seemed like the right thing to do to, you know, partner up and make the record together.
Mm-hmm.
So that always helps, I think, when you're making music with some friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, it helps that creative process a little better.
So, you know, along that same line, I guess, talking about the creative process, with your songs that you've written and things like that, where do you typically draw your inspiration from? What are the things that you write your songs about, you know?
Yeah, you know, lately I feel like I've been tackling it from a different perspective, whereas before I was more trying experience through my own life, and that kind of would work its way into my songs, mm-hmm. which I suppose it still does in a sense. But I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it's just a very, I don't know, like magical process where like I'm really not even sure how it really works, you know. It's just, I just find myself behind a guitar and something impresses me enough to like, you know, maybe keep working on it. So I just kind of keep going down this rabbit hole and it like, and a song comes out, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's really not thought out in the process. I'm going to write a song about my brother getting his teeth ripped out of his face.
Like, right.
Like, I don't typically set out to write a specific song when I sit down behind my guitar. I kind of just sit there and kind of let it come to me, and, you know, and sometimes certain things come to you, and then you come back to them, like, the next day, and you're like, yeah, that's not as cool as I thought it was.
Right.
The day before, but it's just sticking with an impression and just going, you know, going with it and taking it all the way to the end and finishing it.
So let's, we're going to play one of those songs, and we'll come back and chat with you about what's going further, and, about what you're going to be doing for us this weekend, if that's okay. So we're going to listen to "Ain't That Bad." We'll take the title track of the album, and we'll be right back with Mr. Timmy the Teeth.
Enjoy.
Have you ever been
right, and we are back. You're listening to 92.3 KBLU LP Logan, Utah, and that was Ain't That Bad by Timmy the Teeth, who we have on the line. And you know, Timmy, that wasn't that bad of a song.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it ain't that bad. You know? Awesome. All right, so I think for this last half of the interview, we'll just get into some fun, like, rapid-fire questions, you know, just random stuff just to get to know you a little bit better, I think.
All right.
Let's see. Let's start off with a good question. Let's see. Do you think a zebra is black with white stripes or white with black stripes?
Oh, come on. Oh, gee. White
with black stripes. Okay. Favorite ice
cream. War paint, you know, like war paint.
That's true, yeah, you're right. Favorite color.
Oh, man. My wife asked me this the other day, and I couldn't even think of an answer. I'm sorry, I'm not being too quick with my responses here.
No.
I don't know. Beige?
Dirt colored
beige. I love it.
It's a good medium to start from, so like without it, you know, you got no foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely true. Okay, what's one of the one of the coolest shows you've ever played, one of your favorites?
Geez Louise, you guys, this is really tough. it's funny because, to be honest with you, there are a few shows I remember, more than others, but I feel like what I take away from, like, the show are like, you know, the interactions with maybe some of the people I get to meet afterwards. But I've played some pretty cool shows. Like, there was this one show I remember playing, particularly. It was in southern Utah in Moab, and it was during the Jeep Safari weekend. And the band I was in at the time, we had a generator and a trailer pulling all of our stuff, but we basically set the stage up on the back of the trailer and had a generator power it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I kid you not, like, all of a sudden, because we were kind of like this big kind of campsite, and like I said, it was just a Jeep Safari weekend kind of jeeping expedition that they do down there, and there was literally, like, as soon as we started playing, like, just swarms of people, like, it was just like a crowd of, like, 500, like, just...
Oh, wow.
Right, yeah, like, out in the middle of nowhere, and the fire got bigger.
Huh.
And it was just a fun night. Yeah, it was kind of a unique experience for sure.
Yeah.
It was kind of just not your typical show, I suppose.
What's your go-to snack for the green room or when you're just having a jam session?
Oh man, I'm like a chips and salsa type guy, you know.
Yeah. Respect.
Typically, I don't like to eat too much before I play because it makes me kind of feel a little irritable, I suppose, but yeah, no, like I love avocado. Mm. Add a little chip and dip in there, and I'm good to go.
Huh. Love it.
So, will this be your first time playing up here in Logan when you do Canyon Jams this weekend?
I want to say I played in Logan one time before, or two times actually. I played at a Mason Lodge.
Oh, cool, okay.
And then I played in a basement. At a friend's house.
All right, cool.
Well, you're in for a treat, as is Logan. And we've got a few more minutes here, but one thing I wanted to ask about is, so you're a family man, right?
Yeah, I'm actually celebrating my 11th year anniversary here tomorrow, and then I have two kids. I got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. The oldest is a boy, and the youngest is a girl. So I'm set.
Well, happy anniversary!
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. I guess I guess the weekend in Logan is the best way to celebrate. Maybe bring the family with you. I actually took my family up to the last Logan Jams, and it was awesome. So,
right on.
It's going to be cool. So what's it like to try to balance, you know, family life and being a musician and being on the road or making music? What's that like?
You know, it can be tricky, you know, trying to juggle your time away from home and then trying to be present out on the road. But for the most part, it's actually a really good gig for me, because, like, when I'm home, you know? And I'm writing songs, like, at our kitchen table, and the kids are running around, and I feel like I'm a pretty present father, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm able to, you know, be at home, I think, more so than most parents are fortunate to be. But when I'm gone, and so that's always hard, too, but absence definitely makes the heart grow fonder, as cliche as that is. But, yeah, I mean, with today's technology, there are some things that make it a little easier to be able to travel with, you know, our modern technologies like the iPhone and FaceTime and all that. So it's not as hard as it maybe was, like, back in the day for other aspiring husbands that, you know, were also traveling musicians. So I consider myself to be pretty fortunate to be doing what I'm doing in this time right now.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's great.
We love that. Well, hey, we are super excited to have you join us for Canyon Jams on Saturday. Just a little bit of information for the listeners about Canyon Jams on Saturday. It's going to be held at Second Dam just up Logan Canyon on Saturday the 23rd. The doors open at 6 p.m. And Saldoro will be opening for us starting at 7. And Timmy the Teeth goes on at 8. Timmy, thank you so much for joining us today. We had a great time talking to you.
Anytime. Yeah, thank you.
Perfect. And we're super excited to see you at Canyon Jams on Saturday.
All right, you guys. I'll see you soon. Thanks for chatting, huh?
Thank you.
You bet. So we're going to play us out to Timmy the Teeth off his third solo album. This is off of Ain't That Bad. This song is Dollar Days. Thanks again, Timmy.
Later, guys. Have a good day.
I can't keep a straight face. No, I can't even keep my shoes laced.